Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
We're going to talk about how to raise money for your startup today, because if you can't raise money, it's hard to get that thing off the ground. First thing I want to talk about is you have to think like a minimalist. I know we're jumping right into it, but we're going to talk about raising money. But the first thing you have to do is change how you think about what you need, because I've made this mistake before. I've started companies and I bought so many things that I didn't need. Desks for people I thought would be sitting in them, and extra phones and an extra computer and all this nonsense. And so I've made this mistake. Think about all it would take to absolutely open the doors, launch the business just enough to get it to breathe. Nothing more. I mean, and when I say breathe, I mean just breathe. Okay? Think pup tent. Okay, a pup tent has like two poles. It's a very inexpensive tent, and it'll protect you from the rain, a little, maybe a touch of wind, and not much else. It's not your dream house. And the problem is, when we want to start a business, we think we've got to have everything perfectly in place. And I'm just telling you, just enough to do business and not $1 more of anything that you could possibly think of that you need. Nothing extra. Okay, so that's number one. Okay, next is you need to strategically plan to make money from day one. And that's why I wrote my book, The World's Greatest Business Plan. And it is the world's greatest business plan, now that I think about it. I think if you type that into a / and free book, you can get a copy. I could be wrong on that, but I'm 99% right. And I'm hoping Vincent will make it right in the show notes. But you need to have a launch, again, for the 99.9% of the rest of the world that doesn't have venture capital behind us, where you don't make money for 5 years. For the rest of us who need to make money, you need to have a strategic launch. And what does that mean? It means you have massive advertising so that on day one, you have business. You're making sales, no matter what it is, whether it's a product and or a service. But I've never had a business that I could go 90 days without making money. And I actually feel like if you don't make money in 90 days, you probably have a bad idea. Again, forget the venture capital, because that's an outlier. That makes up such a small amount of the actual businesses that get started. So again, the first two rules are, you know, think like a minimalist. You're not going to spend an extra dollar on this startup, just enough to get it to breathe. And then the second fundamental principle is you need a plan to make money from day one, because if you're making money from day one, you're not constantly putting more money in. I started a digital marketing company, and it's the best, largest, most, I think it's probably the biggest digital marketing company right here in Virginia. And we're actually getting ready to move it to put a location in Nashville. And our startup costs were like $7,200. This is going to be an 8-figure company. So don't tell me it can't get done, because it can get done. We started it. They shared the conference table downstairs in one of my companies. Okay, and I brought on a partner, had worked with Fortune 100 companies. We could have spent money. It wouldn't have been smart, though. We had a cell phone. We bought a laptop. And he worked from the conference room of one of my existing companies. And that's how we launched it. Okay, so you can do it. Next is, and this is what I've done, I worked a job at the same time. My first three business launches, I worked a job at the same time. So that I had money, A, to feed my family, but B, to put money, because I did work commission, to make enough extra to help my startup. Because I'm going to talk about ways that you can get money, but when you go the methods that I'm going to talk about, when you borrow from family and friends and you bring on partners and equity, you give out equity and things like that, you know, the payback is not always that much fun. I just prefer, if I can, and I've done every method, and I'm going to go over these with you. The best way is if you can bankroll it yourself. And if that means working, then it means working. And I don't think that's a bad idea. Okay, next, credit cards. I've started companies. My first business, I did start on credit cards. Okay, and then I made a loan because I had to buy a vehicle. So I just borrowed, I just did a typical van loan. And that's how I did it. I used credit cards. I had a credit limit of up to like $10,000. I believe it was on a Discover card. And the rest is history. So maybe you got to get a couple credit cards before you do this. Hey, again, Dave Ramsey would have a coronary, but this is, I'm just telling you what I've done. Okay? But the good news is he likes extravagant giving. Dave, good news. I've done extravagant giving because of all these things, because I've been able to. Next is maybe you need to take an equity loan on your home. Again, I'm not a super big fan of this, and I say sometimes you got to do what you got to do, but and I've had somebody do this, like take a $250,000 line of credit. That makes you stupid. It makes you spend money you don't need. Listen, the very, very minimal amount, and if you burn through it and you haven't made money, you probably have a bad idea, and go back to work until you get another idea, write down all the mistakes you've made, and try it again. Actually, the second launch with most business owners is the one that succeeds. So, you know, maybe an equity loan. Maybe you need to give equity in your company to an investor. And be careful how much you give away, but giving away equity absolutely works. And you may strongly consider that. Another method is, you know, you borrow from a family member and or a friend. And I want to preface this. You give them a great interest rate. I would delay the payments for a year and then give them a fixed period of time. And I'm telling you, and listen to me, listen to my voice. You pay them back hell or high water. You pay them back even if that business fails. And you do not borrow money from anybody who really cannot afford to lose it. You know, you don't go to, you know, your grandmother in her 80s who absolutely loves you and she'll give you anything for it. You don't do that. It's just wrong. It's just simply just, you know, you're going to like work your way to the gates of heaven and then the drawer is going to flop out and you're going straight to hell on that one. So, okay, don't, you know, borrow from people who could afford to lose it. That's the number one general rule out there on that. Give them a nice return on their money and give it a fixed loan. But don't do the payment going back until after the first year. So that, why? Because you're not, you know, you don't know how much cash flow you're going to have coming in. You don't need this nut to crack. Another method is you bring on a partner. Okay, I've brought on partners for three different reasons. Number one is they had capital, money that I did not have. Number two is they had time I did not have. And then number three is they have expertise. Well, now, you know, this many years in the game, I don't need the capital part, but the partners I bring in now have the time and the expertise. But you may need to bring on a partner that's actually actively maybe more involved in your business, a little bit more than just like an equity investor who just leaves you alone. Any of these work. And all of them work. And I've used every single one of these. Every one of these I've used to launch a business. But again, you know, don't spend a dime more than you need to. Make money from day one. Have that strategic launch. Put some money in the marketing. Be ready to make money on day one. If you can work a job at the same time, do it. Get something working commission. Work on weekends. I'd do anything. I sell suits on a, you know, work on at a clothing store on weekends and sell suits. I sold cars just on Saturdays before. You name it, I've done it, okay? Credit cards, equity lines, you know, equity position in my company, loans from family members, and then friends, and I've brought on partners, and all of these will help you raise money to get your startup off the ground. I want to thank you so much for listening to the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, where I try to give you as much information in 10 minutes as humanly possible, equipping, encouraging, and educating entrepreneurs around the world. And we do interviews. I let them talk a little bit longer, but I rarely do they get past 18 minutes. It takes me 5 minutes for them to explain what the heck they do so you understand what the interview is going to be about. So thank you for listening. The podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You need more leads. You need more sales. You don't understand marketing. Reach out to GetStartedMarketing.com and get a free analysis. We're going to talk again real soon.